Good evening. How are y'all doing tonight? Hey, it's a Wednesday night. What better place to be than church? Amen? Hey, we are the Surrender Choir from First Baptist Tillman's Corner in Mobile, Alabama. And we drove up here to Atlanta. Is this Atlanta? Is it near Atlanta? Close enough, right? I really don't know what town I'm in. Where am I? Battle? Exactly what you said. Powder Springs. I have bad hearing. Almost Battle Springs. Oh, you battle for Powder Springs, don't you? Yeah. So we are from Mobile, and we drove up here in this. We are able to do our final musical here tonight at your church. So we save the best for last. Amen. So I think you're in for a treat. But here's the thing. It's not performance as much as it is sharing the gospel. We all need to be encouraged with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we all need to know that God really loves us, God really cares for us, and God wants to use us for his glory. And so I hope that you are encouraged through tonight's performance. Our Surrender Choir is a choir of 7th through 12th grade students, and they practiced all year long to be here with you tonight to bring God glory. Can I pray for you, and then we'll start. Father, we thank you so much for this opportunity of being here tonight. And God, we just pray that you'll be glorified. We pray that our hearts and minds will be encouraged. Lord, search our hearts and test our minds. And Lord, help us to see how we can tune into you more clearly and walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow.
to the other side. Days are getting dark, life's a little hard. Blinded, but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'll believe it before I see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can,
you can do it.
God, I know this trial and the pain, following the way. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can,
you can do it.
And whenever my hope runs away, you stay the day. You're gonna see me through it. When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scale attack, devil on my back. Better lace him up and go put on my game face.
I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Before I see it,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it.
If anybody can,
you can do it.
Gotta know this.
Trial and the pain, fire and the rain. See me through it. Gonna see me through it.
If anybody can,
you can do it.
And whenever my hope
runs away, you say, hey, see me through it. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back, rock bottom, prayers in the air, if you got them. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back, rock bottom, prayers in the air, if you got them. Our God.
My hope runs away,
you save the day. See me through it. Gonna see me through it.
If anybody can,
you can do it.
Gotta know it's trial and the pain, fire and the rain. You're gonna see me through it.
Gonna see me through it.
If anybody can,
you can do it.
And whenever my hope runs away,
you save the day. You're gonna see me through it. Gonna see me through it.
If anybody can,
you can do it.
And whenever my hope runs away,
you save the day. You gotta see me through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna see me through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna see me through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna see me through it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're gonna see me through it.
All you, God. I'm a gardener, but that's pretty obvious, I guess. Being a gardener can be satisfying and gratifying, but I'm also a believer in Jesus. I trust God whether I'm growing a fruit, a vegetable, a flower. I do my part, and He does the rest. You know, God is like a gardener too. He's the creator of life. He provides for us, He takes care of us, and He's there for us when things aren't growing right. He can heal And if it's part of his plan, he can even rescue us from life's crazy situations. But there is hard things God has to do in our lives. We gardeners call it pruning.
What's pruning?
Pruning is just a way to get rid of the bad parts in your life. It's not always comfortable, but in the end, you'll be a better fruit, vegetable, flower, or person because of it. There, all done. You see, flowers and even people go through pruning. Hard things happen. That would be like no water, no sun, no one taking care of the necessary things you need for a garden. Yeah, I know. No one likes going through hard things. But there is truth that we can put our faith in. Truth that God is with us wherever we go. When we put our faith in him, we become his children. And he loves us. He provides for us. He takes care of us. He makes a way for us. And we can trust him. So, little flower, just keep doing what you're doing, growing and enjoying the way God has provided for you. He is the goodness in our lives.
They speak of the glory, splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Psalms 145, 5 through 7. It's about the goodness of God in our lives. When we have a relationship with him, his goodness and faithfulness is with us every day. No one's life is perfect. We don't have to try and hide the messy parts from him. God is so gracious in our lives, and he gives us little glimpses of his goodness even in the valleys. We are a work in progress. We can trust him to show us what we should do every day. He is the goodness in our lives.
Should I complain? I feel you calling me, it's all on me to say. And really catch what you're showing. It's my roots that you're growing, cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights. It never seems so tall, no, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't wanna miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you.
Oh,
love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me.
You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you're the good,
you're the goodness. You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you're the good,
you're the goodness.
Thank you.
Would you like some more coffee? Oh, never mind. You still have a full cup. Does the coffee taste okay?
Oh, yeah. It's fine. Thank you.
Hey, Kate. I'm so sorry I'm late. Hold on. Let me order.
What can I get for you?
Can I get a hazelnut latte with a... Do you guys have oat milk?
Yes, ma'am. We sure do. We also have whole milk, 2%, non-fat, half and half, heavy cream, vanilla sweet, soy milk, almond milk, coconut milk, and oat milk.
Okay, then I'll have oat milk.
One hazelnut latte made with oat milk?
Yes, thank you.
Wait, what size? We have small, medium, large, and for our serious coffee drinkers, extra large. And for our coffee connoisseurs, we have special coffee mugs.
I think I'll just have a mug.
I thought so. You just look like a person who knows coffee. Anything else for you today?
Thank you. That'll be all. Hey, Kate. I'm so glad you said yes to meet me for coffee, but I'm so sorry I'm late. What'd you get?
Coffee. It's okay, Miss Karen. If you're too busy, I don't mind trying another time.
No, it's all good. We're good. Let's just relax and take a minute.
One hazelnut latte made with oat milk in a mug.
Yes, thank you. This smells delicious. So, Kate, I wanted to sit down with you and find out what's going on in your life. You haven't been at Bible study in about a month, and I haven't seen you at church either. Is everything okay?
You don't waste any time getting to the point, do you, Miss Karen?
I think we've known each other way too long to waste time on small talk.
Well, my life just feels like a mess right now. Honestly, I think it might be too messed up to get back to where I was before.
Well, what kind of messed up are you talking about?
I don't know where to start.
Just take a deep breath and try starting from the beginning.
Well, it started with lying to my parents about going to Isabel's house.
Isabel? Do I know Isabel?
No. We've been friends since we were little, but this isn't Isabel's fault. She doesn't know anything about what I did or what's been going on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Instead of going to Isabel's house, I went to a party at the beach. Really just hanging out, I guess. Maybe it was a party. I don't know. Anyway, it's my senior year, and I wanted the whole year to be fun. I thought it would be fun.
It's okay, Kate. I'm not judging you.
I've never really been invited by these friends. Well, I guess they're not really friends. I mean, I knew who they were at school, but I didn't know them.
Okay, so what happened?
When I got to the beach, I found the girl who invited me. She acted like we were best friends and gave me a cup with something in it and told me to drink up. Everyone was looking at me, so I did. Then I heard someone yelling, "Let's go swimming," which I didn't think was a great idea because it was getting dark. But when I told her about it, she just laughed and called me a chicken. I saw people moving their cars and shining their lights onto the beach. I knew the whole thing felt wrong. I knew I should just get in my car and leave. But I didn't. I stayed out there all night. I came home super late, snuck into my house, and went to sleep. I was exhausted and my head hurt and I felt terrible.
Kate, we all make bad decisions sometimes, but it's what you do after the bad decision that's really important.
It gets worse. I've lied to my parents over and over because those same people keep inviting me to all their parties. And I keep going. Mom thinks I've been going to Bible study. I hate this part. I drive to church on Sunday, but leave after everyone goes in. And I know my parents have seen my car. I'm a fake. I'm a fake and I'm a liar.
Kate, you are not alone. We are not alone.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, you're not alone. Jesus is always going to be by our side.
That does not make me feel better. That just means he was there with me that night and all the other nights too.
That's right, and he still loves you.
But I did the very thing that I said I would never do.
But his mercy is enough.
Lie to my parents. Now they'll never trust me again.
And you know that his grace is sufficient.
I've shut God out and I've shut him out for weeks.
But guess what? God loves you anyway. There's absolutely nothing that you could do to separate yourself from the love of God.
I've avoided you and everyone else at church.
And we love you anyway.
How can he forgive me? I said I would follow him.
He says to us all, "Come to me if you're needing forgiveness," and that is where you can start.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, but I do. I've been where you are, and I've learned that our hope is in him. He paid the price on the cross for our sins, for our bad decisions. You have to trust him. He died for you.
But all those people know what I've been doing.
Kate, I know this much about God. He is our Father. He is our friend. He is our Savior. He's just waiting for us to come back to him for forgiveness. You are not alone in this. He is with you. The truth is, Kate, God really loves us.
This is real love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. 1 John 4:10. Isn't that how it is sometimes? We think there's no way he could love us because of the mess we've made of our lives, but that's not who he is. When we invite him into our lives, he becomes our strength. He is with us in the valley. He is with us in the fire. He is with us in the storm. We are not alone. God really loves us. What a father he is. What a friend he is. But even better, what a savior he is.
Got a friend closer than a brother. There is no judgment. Oh, how he loves me. I've got a friend, and he is my strength. Thank you.
Hey, what's up, Jackson?
Nothing, just reading a good book, as usual.
Nice.
Hey, did you see that?
See what?
That girl and the shirt she was wearing.
Why were you looking at the girl's shirt?
No, it's just, that's the fourth one I've seen.
Wait, that's the fourth girl you've seen?
No, the shirt.
That's the fourth shirt you've seen?
Yeah, no, that's the fourth black shirt I've seen.
Dude, there's a lot of black shirts out there.
There, you see that? He had on a black shirt too.
Dude, you got a problem with black shirts or something?
No, I just don't understand why everyone is wearing a black t-shirt.
It's a free world, man. People can wear any color shirt they want. Hey, can I see that book you're reading?
Sure. There, did you see that?
See what?
That girl.
Was she pretty?
Well, I mean, yeah, but did you see her shirt?
Jackson, what is up with you freaking out about what everybody's wearing?
No, it's just I keep seeing these black t-shirts that say, I'm so blessed. What does that even mean?
Jackson, you're the smartest kid I know, and you don't even know what blessed means? You disappoint me, man.
No, Sam, I need to know what that's all about. It's weird that everyone that passes by has one on.
Could be some universal message just for you.
No, Sam, I'm serious. What does I'm so blessed mean, and why is everyone wearing a shirt that says I'm so blessed?
Well, it could be some choir or something, all wearing matching t-shirts.
Nah.
Well, I'm no genius or anything, but usually when somebody says, I'm so blessed, means that they have Jesus in their heart and life, and because of that, no matter what's going on, life is good.
Yeah, blessed just means when you have troubles that you don't let in, ruin your day, or take your joy away, because you've got Jesus in your life.
So on your worst day, you're a child of God, and on your best day, you're a child of God.
Door today, I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away, but I ain't gonna let it win. On my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God.
Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter.
All but gone. But when I count the ways you're good to me, you got me counting all day long.
I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter about the rest. If I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. No, it doesn't matter.
First day, some Tuesday, your birthday. Every day's a good day. Now let me tell you why. If you got air in your lungs, you got blood in your body, you are a child of God. Come on and sing it, somebody.
On my best day, I'm a child of God. On my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day. I'm so blessed, got this heartbeat in
could I express all my gratitude? I could sing these songs as I often do, but every song must end, and you never do. So I'll throw up my hands and praise you again and again, 'cause all that I have is a hallelujah, hallelujah. I know it's not much, but I'm nothing else fit for a king except for a heart singing.
Come on, my soul. I'm Carolina, and this is my sister, Sabrina.
And we would like to share our story of God's goodness when it seemed there was no hope.
Our lives began with instability, abandonment, and brokenness. But our story is also one of rescue.
Growing up, meals were few and far between. The sad truth is, we had to learn how to become adults before we even knew how to spell the word adult.
We never really had a father figure, and our mother was an addict who was rarely present in our lives.
At the ages of 6 and 7, our lives were turned upside down. We were taken from the only home life we understood, but this was normal to us.
Our mom had left us home alone again for many days with little to no food.
This was our day-to-day life, not knowing when we'd have food again or when our mom would show up.
But God sent someone to save us. Our social worker showed up at our door for a routine welfare check. But once she saw how severe the situation had become, we were removed from our homes.
We were placed in temporary care at a Baptist children's home, where for the first time, we learned about love, God's love.
It was hard to understand God's love, but for the first time in a long time, we were clean, we had a bed to sleep in, food to eat, we went to school, and we were safe.
2 years later, a couple came to possibly be our foster parents.
It took some time to adjust on both sides, but soon they started to talk to us about adoption.
We were adopted in 2016. Now we have parents that want the best for us, parents that teach us what it means to trust God and live for Him.
Our mom and dad have adopted 3 sets of siblings, including the 5 of us, for a total of 13 kids.
God rescued us that day and put us on a different path for our lives.
But that's not the end of the story. In August, we will both be attending a Christian college, and I will major in music therapy.
And I'll be majoring in early childhood education.
We started out in a hopeless situation. We were once neglected, malnourished, and lived in an unsafe situation. But God had a plan and a purpose for our lives, one far greater than we could have ever imagined.
So we thank our mom and dad for listening to God and opening their hearts and home. Because of them, God has opened so many doors for us, and He continues to guide our steps. We just have to trust Him. This next song says it perfectly.
He's been so good to us.
I get the chance to encourage you tonight. And I hope that you've already been encouraged through the song, through the dramas. You know, when you come to a place and you think there's a choir, it's like you're just listening to music. But those dramas really say a lot, a lot. Because we can find ourselves in hopeless situations. You know, hopeless is a word that we define when we don't know a way out. And maybe you've been in a hopeless situation before. And maybe you feel like you're in a hopeless situation right now. But hopeless is not a word that defines God or can ever characterize God. He is the definition of hope. And He's the only one who fills us with hope. We may search this world to find things. When we find ourselves in a hopeless situation, or what we think is a hopeless situation, and we search the world, and we search our community, we search our own way, but have we sought God, who is hope? You see, I love this last song. For every morning. You know, some mornings you're going to find yourself feeling hopeless and not knowing what to do about a situation in your life. Give God praise. The song says, for every morning, for every open door, I call you faithful. You see, God is faithful. And the song says, I just want to thank you, Lord. For every mountain, have you ever faced a mountain in your life? For every time you brought me through, have you faced a time where you know God brought you through? I call you faithful. And I just want to thank you, Lord. For your forgiveness. Do you need forgiveness? In this place tonight, you may say, I don't need forgiveness. I've not done anything really wrong. Well, except for that, well, that was that one thing, but that really wasn't my fault. No, we all need forgiveness, don't we? We do. And so for your forgiveness, God, for you never turned away. That's a God of hope who never turns away. I call you faithful, and I just want to thank you, Lord, for your salvation. That's a great rescue. In that hopeless situation that you found yourself in. And I'll tell you, the greatest hopeless situation that all of us find ourselves in is the hopelessness of sin and death. And without God loving us and caring for us enough to send Jesus Christ to the cross to pay the price that we couldn't pay for our sins, we find ourselves forever, for eternity, in a hopeless situation. But thanks be to God for His grace, who sent His Son Jesus to die on the cross to take that sin and to say, Father, forgive them. And so for your forgiveness, God, for your salvation, for you paid the price I couldn't pay, I call you faithful, and I just want to thank you, Lord. There's two types of people in this world. Because we'll all face hopeless situations. There are the people who know where their hope is placed. And they know it's in Jesus Christ. And they have placed their whole faith, their whole life, in full and complete surrender to Jesus Christ and what He's done on the cross. And there are those who find themselves in hopeless situations and seek to go their own way. I'm here to tell you tonight, the good news is God loves you. And He knows exactly where you are. We did a study this morning with our group in Jeremiah 17, which is our theme verse for the year. It says, God searches the heart. He tests the mind. And he gives according to the deeds. The greatest deed, the greatest work that you could do today is to surrender your life to Jesus. And so, for those who haven't done that, surrender your life. For those who have surrendered their life, continue surrendering your life. In this world, we will have tribulation. But Jesus said, take heart, I have overcome the world. And do you know he's coming back one day? And that is great news. And he will take with him those who know him. And so my question, before I pray, before we sing one last song, do you know him? He is our hope. Father, I pray tonight that all in this room know you as Savior and Lord. God, I pray for the person in here who is in a what seemingly is a hopeless situation and they can't see a way out. I pray that they would surrender to your power, to your might, to your love, to your grace, to your mercy. Lord, I know there's someone in here who is struggling tonight. God, we pray for surrender. Someone in here, Lord, is facing a marriage crisis. They don't know what tomorrow looks like. God, show them your grace. Someone in here is struggling with a family relationship and they don't know how to reconcile that. Lord, show them your grace. God, there are many different things going on in here tonight. Let your grace and mercy continue to cover us. Lord, we praise you. Help us to go out of this room tonight saying, I don't know what to do, but I will praise God. God, let us not be quiet about what you have done, but what you are continuing to do. Lord, be glorified in our lives as we surrender to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, thank you so much for having us here tonight. I'm so thankful that you had us here tonight. Your pastor, Pastor Justin, you had us here tonight. Thank you so much. I pray that you are encouraged with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as you go out of these walls tonight, my goodness, you would take the praise of God with you. Let it be just inside of you, the hope of God filling you. And just take it to the world. That is where our strength lies. Amen. Let's do it. Pastor, you want to pray us out? All right.
First Baptist Tillman's Corner, Mobile, Alabama. Can we give another round of applause? I've actually got a sister that lives in Mobile. And not too far from Mobile is Pascagoula, Mississippi. Y'all know a little bit about Pascagoula? Used to live in Pascagoula. And so we're very familiar with Mobile and Alabama, Mississippi. Thank you guys so very much. Thank you. All the hard work, the testimonies, all of it. Music with a message, the skits, the drama, whatever you want to call it, was so moving and relevant. Thank you all so very much for your hard work. I did want to say this, that a certain part of the program tonight really spoke to me. The flower. Where's our flower at? There we go. Yes, the flower. Of course, the gardener. Gardener. All right. Where's the sun at? There was the sun. All right. Yeah. So we have the flower, and we have the gardener, we have the sun. And the statement was made there at the end, just keep being a flower. And I got to thinking about that, and I got to thinking about nature, and there's three things involved with being a flower. Number one, yielding to the sun. Number two, receiving the rain. And number three, growing through the pain. I added pain there because when you have any kind of seed that's coming from the ground, there has to be a breakthrough. There's going to be some pain involved. And I don't know about you or not, but there's times in my life where God prunes me. We had the pruning shears tonight. And there just may be someone here. They've already given the invitation, sang the songs. But just leave on this note, if God is pruning you tonight, He has something great for you. He has something great for you. Your job is to just keep being a flower. Keep yielding to the sun, receiving the rain, and growing through the pain. Amen? All right. I think we have some ice cream tonight. All right. Anybody here like ice cream besides me? Okay. All right. Brother, I believe, did you close? You wanted me to close out? I didn't. Okay. All right. All right. Thank you so much, brother. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so very much, Lord, for this wonderful, wonderful youth group, Lord. The leadership that came along with and just what was displayed this evening, Lord, publicly and on our stream, our Facebook page, Lord. No telling who got touched. I'm just so very thankful, Lord, for what our hearts have felt tonight, what our ears have heard. We are truly blessed. And also I got to thinking that, you know, it feels good to feel good when things are going right in life, things are going good, but you really find out how blessed you are when things are going bad. When things are going rough, you really find out how faithful God is. And so, Lord, as we've heard in music tonight, we are thankful for the hard times. We praise you for the good times. We praise you for the hard times. But Lord, we're just thankful for your faithfulness, Lord. We are so blessed tonight. We love you. We thank you. Bless the fellowship, Lord. And we just pray that you bless the sweets and the treats. And let us have a great time tonight. And I do pray that you'll give Tillman's Corner traveling mercy and safety as they go their separate ways and head back home. We love you tonight. We thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.